want to say this clearly, that choosing comfort doesn't make anyone weak, okay? It makes us human. It's not something to judge someone for. I've been there too, right? And our nervous systems are wired to avoid threat and rejection or instability. So silence can feel like self-protection. But at some point, I just noticed that staying quiet didn't feel neutral for myself anymore. And it felt heavy. It felt heavier to me than speaking. It felt heavier than the potential discomfort of being misunderstood. And that's when I realized that it wasn't clarity I was waiting for. It was courage, like true courage, I guess. Courage, it's not always loud. Sometimes it's not even dramatic at all. Sometimes it's just the quiet decision to stop pretending that you don't see what you see or feel what you feel. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I'm just so glad you're here. Before we get into anything today, I just want to invite a collective exhale. So wherever you are right now, maybe soften your shoulders, unclench your jaw. Take one slow breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. There's been a lot in the air lately, a lot to hold. And I know for many of us, the idea of peace has started to feel complicated, almost like a luxury or something we're supposed to achieve by not looking too closely at what's happening around us. So, Today I want to talk about a different kind of peace, and not the kind that checks out, not the kind that numbs, but the kind that stays. And so this episode, it's not a rant or a call out, it's a reflection that I've been sitting with for a while now about spirituality and courage and comfort and simply what it means to stay human in moments that feel heavy or unsettling. For a long time, I believe that peace meant rising above, right? Staying neutral, not getting pulled into the noise, keeping your sanity. And honestly, that belief helped me at one point in my life, right? It helped me regulate. It helped me soften. It helped me survive the overwhelm of a life. But lately, I've been feeling into the difference between regulation and avoidance, and between choosing peace and choosing distance. And I think many of us are being asked to examine that right now. We're being asked to examine that gently and without shame and honestly. So for this Magic Monday, I'd love to talk about peace without bypass and choosing courage over comfort. Because like I said, I always like to share things that I need to hear as well or remind myself of. And yeah, it's about staying grounded without going numb and soft without disappearing. So if you're feeling tender or you're tired or just unsure and maybe quietly brave right now, well, welcome. You're in the right place. Let's get into it. So I just want to start by naming something gently because I think it's important to approach this without shame. So spiritual bypass isn't some moral failure, right? It's not a flaw and it happens. I've done it. Many of us do it. And most of the time, it's a coping strategy. It's something that we reach for when things feel overwhelming or destabilizing or honestly painful. And many of us, we're taught to rise above, right? We're taught to stay positive, love and light, or focusing only on our inner world was the most loving response, right? And for a long time, that framework, it made sense to me. It helped me regulate my nervous system. It helped me not spiral. It helped me remember that I'm more than fear and more than headlines, more than whatever chaos is unfolding around me, right? But here's where I started to feel the friction, honestly. At some point, peace stopped feeling like grounding and started feeling like distance. And I noticed that when I told myself to stay above it, what I was really doing was not letting myself fully feel what was happening. I wasn't just regulating, I was avoiding. And avoidance can look very calm, of course, on the outside, while something inside you quietly tightens. So to me now, peace isn't about not being affected. Peace is about being able to stay present without being consumed. So if my peace depends on not looking, it's not peace, right? It's distance. And distance can be tempting. I mean, especially when things feel heavy or morally confronting. And especially when engaging feels messy or uncomfortable or even risky. So bypass, it offers relief, right? And it gives us language that sounds wise and spacious. But sometimes what it's actually doing is buffering us from responsibility. That doesn't make anyone bad, obviously. It just means the strategy might be outdated. What I've been learning is that regulation doesn't require denial. I mean, you can tend to your nervous system and still let yourself be moved. You can choose softness without choosing numbness. And you can breathe deeply and still say that this matters. Peace without bypass looks like staying in your body while staying aware. And it looks like letting yourself feel the grief and feel the anger or the discomfort without spiraling into panic or shutting down completely. Slower and it's quieter. And honestly, it's harder than disassociation disguised as enlightenment, which I've definitely been there. But it's also more honest, right? And I think honesty is part of what this moment is asking of us.
When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic, European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are, so what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbie also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbie has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbie was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbie.com. That's HiBobbie.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies.
Something I've been sitting with lately is how often we confuse comfort with safety, and how rarely we stop to ask what that comfort is actually costing us. So for me, the hesitation wasn't about not knowing what I felt. It wasn't confusion. It was honestly discomfort. And it was the awareness that saying something out loud might change how I'm seen. Yeah, the fear of what people think of you, right? It might complicate relationships, right? That it might move me out of certain rooms where staying quiet felt easier. And I want to say this clearly, that choosing comfort doesn't make anyone weak, okay? It makes us human. It's not something to judge someone for. I've been there too, right? And our nervous systems are wired to avoid threat and rejection or instability. So silence can feel like self-protection. But at some point, I just noticed that staying quiet didn't feel neutral for myself anymore. And it felt heavy. It felt heavier to me than speaking. It felt heavier than the potential discomfort of being misunderstood. And that's when I realized that it wasn't clarity I was waiting for. It was courage, like true courage, I guess. Courage, it's not always loud. Sometimes it's not even dramatic at all. Sometimes it's just the quiet decision to stop pretending that you don't see what you see or feel what you feel. And I think that this is where a lot of us might be right now. I know this is where I'm walking into, I guess, standing at that edge between what's comfortable and what feels honest. Because comfort can quietly become a kind of contract. So if I don't say this, then I get to stay liked. Or if I don't name this, then I get to stay unbothered. Or if I don't engage, then I don't have to feel the tension that comes from caring or with caring. But caring is the point. At a certain stage, opting out doesn't feel like peace anymore for many people. And for myself, it feels like self-abandonment. Like I'm shrinking myself to fit into a version of calm that honestly no longer matches my values, my real core, true values. And so choosing courage, it doesn't mean you suddenly have all the right words, right? And it doesn't mean that you feel like you have to become aggressive and loud or constantly activated or say all the right things all the time. And it just means that you stop outsourcing your integrity to comfort. So for me, choosing courage looked like letting myself be seen in my clarity, even when it felt vulnerable, and even when it would have been easier to stay vague, even when part of me wanted to soften the edges to make it more palatable for most people. And so I want to be really clear here that courage doesn't require burnout, okay? It doesn't require you to speak on everything all the time. It just asks you to be honest about where silence is no longer neutral for you. And that's a very personal line that only you know. And no one can tell you how to show up. It's going to look different for everyone because we all are here with different missions and purposes, right? And so that's fine. But if you've been feeling that quiet internal pressure, that sense that staying comfortable is starting to cost you something, well, I think that's worth listening to. One of the fears I hear and feel, honestly, the most right now is the fear of hardening. There's this worry that if we let ourselves care too much, or if we stay present to what's happening, we'll either burn out or become angry or cynical or shut down. And honestly, that fear, it does make sense. But constant outrage does erode the nervous system. So living in a state of alarm, it's not sustainable, right? But the alternative doesn't have to be numbness either. So sometimes staying soft doesn't mean absorbing everything, which is hard to say to an empath, obviously, right? And it also doesn't mean carrying the whole world on your shoulders. It doesn't. And it definitely doesn't mean being constantly activated or online or speaking all the time. Softness, to me, is about permeability, not collapse. It's the ability to let yourself be moved without losing your center, or to feel grief without drowning in it, to feel anger without letting it calcify into bitterness, to care without abandoning yourself. What I'm learning is that numbness often speaks and sneaks in disguise as self-protection. And it sounds like this. It sounds like, I just can't engage with this, or I need to stay high vibe. And sometimes that's true, right? Sometimes that's true. Rest is real and it's necessary. But sometimes numbness is a signal that we've confused rest with retreat. Rest restores you so you can stay present. Retreat removes you entirely. And presence doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't. And it can be quiet and private and tender. And it can look like choosing where you place your attention or who you talk to, how you take care of your body. It can look like stepping away from the noise while staying connected to what matters. You are allowed to pace yourself. You are allowed to take breaks. You are allowed to enjoy beauty, laughter, softness, and joy even now. So staying soft is not naive. It's how we remain human in moments that threaten to strip that away. And I don't want to survive this season by hardening. I want to survive it by staying connected to myself and to others and to what I know is true. So if you've been oscillating between overwhelm and numbness, I just want to say that there is a middle path. A way to stay open without being flooded, and a way to care without burning out. That middle path is gentleness with yourself, paired with honesty about what matters. And that, to me, is real strength. Anyway, this is a short episode, but this is when I'm thinking about what I am going to talk about every week. I'm going to usually reach for what is on my heart, what is weighing on me the most, what is on my mind, what I know I need to work on. Yeah. Anyway, before we close today, I want to invite you to bring this out of your head and into your body just for a moment. If it feels okay, maybe place one hand on your chest or anywhere on your body that feels grounding. You don't need to change anything. Just notice your breath as it is. And when you're ready, take a slow inhale through your nose. And a longer, slower exhale. And as you breathe, I want you to gently reflect on this question. No pressure to answer it perfectly. Where am I being invited to stay present instead of perfect? Not where you need to fix everything and not where you need to say more or do more. Just where presence feels honest right now. Notice if there's anywhere in your body that tightens when you think about speaking or caring or engaging. And see if you can soften that place just a little. Not to make it go away, but to make room for it. Another slow breath in. And out. I want to remind you of a few things before we part today, that you are allowed to choose peace, just not at the cost of your humanity, right? You're allowed to rest without disappearing, and you're allowed to care without carrying everything. Peace without bypass is not about doing more. Courage without comfort is not about being louder. It's about staying honest with yourself. Staying connected, staying human. So if all you do this week is notice where you're choosing presence instead of avoidance, that's enough. And if all you do is breathe through discomfort without hardening, that matters. You don't need to get this perfect. We just need to stay awake together in ways that are sustainable. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening with your heart, and thank you for choosing softness in a moment that often asks us to shut down. How about Wednesday? Yeah, let's reconnect Wednesday. Let's do two episodes this week for the fun of it. All right, with all that being said, hope you have a magical rest of your day, and I'll reconnect with you Wednesday. Appreciate you, and thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.